Man, I got to tell you something. Where's Bruce? Bruce, you know that heartbeat song? All of a sudden, I now live in the South. I am a New Yorker that is now living in the South. And when I heard that heartbeat song, which I've never heard that from you before, I know it's your own writing, I thought we were going right into Sweet Home Alabama. But I have to tell you, that's the thing we should do, to take the things of this world and bring it to the glory of God. Amen? So we can use everything. We got to take some things back. So thank you, Lord. I want to start off with putting forth to you a concept that we have learned in the Bible Society, and that I want to say to you that people have asked us, what is it about you people that you see things in the Bible that we don't see? And we get that often. You have probably gotten that often as well. Part of it is our heritage, but part of it is that we are people who keep living the Torah. We keep living the stories. And every story and every year, there's something new in that for us, because we're not the same every year, are we? You better not be the same. In fact, we ought to be different walking out of here than when we walked out in here. So I'd like to say this, that I believe, it's my conviction, that we have a God that works in binary. And what are you talking about, Willis? Binary is ones and zeros, right? If you notice, computer languages, at the ultimate base text, you can take all the commands, but it all gets filtered, translated down into ones and zeros to have a command and instruction. So every time that you turn on this phone, Star Trek is real. It is happening. By the way, I'm a Trekkie and a little bit of a geek, so I hope you're okay with that. Yes, thank you. A little bit of my inner nerd coming out. I am an electrical engineer by trade. So just so you know, I spent 20 years in the nuclear power industry. No, I don't glow at night. I get that all the time. But let's take a look at the concept. And you see the concept right in Genesis, right in Bereshit. We have day and night. We have husband and day. Husband and wife. We have seed time and harvest. And then if you go to the New Covenant, what about those two witnesses in Revelation 11? But the difference compared to computer programming is that in those things that we talked about, in husband and wife, there's unity in the opposites. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Day and night make one day. Husband and wife are one flesh. Seed time and harvest is one complete year. It's a cycle, right? And at the same time, if it's under the power of the Spirit, the kingdom is about multiplication. Your oneness means that the fruit of our work together means what? That things get multiplied. Souls for Yeshua. The kingdom has to increase through the work of our hands. Amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you have your Bibles or your iPhone or your tablet, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, I want to start there. There's an interesting TLV-ism that we did there that I just love. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. This I want to, and while you're making your way, we won't have to understand that we are at the beginning of something new. This is the beginning of something new for Achev. This is also the beginning of something new for ICC. This is an auspicious day that begins today. Are you hearing me? Please do not take less away of how important this day is. You have to take it very seriously. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, I want to begin in just verse 9. Two are better than one. Everybody say amen. Because they get a good return for their effort. Now, everything I'm going to say to you today can be used between you and your relationship with God, a husband and wife, or it can be used in a community, but I also want to give an extended application directly to ICC and Ohev coming together. Are you hearing what I'm saying? all right, has a lot of application. Two are better than one because they get a good return for their effort. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion, but, this is TLV now, oi, literally says oi. Some translations say woe, but oi to the one who falls and has no one to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie together, they will be warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Though a man might overpower one, two can stand against him. Moreover, a threefold cord cannot be easily broken. Two are always better than one. We are always better together. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if you do better, the person next to you is doing better in whatever you're supposed to do for the kingdom within your marriage, within your family, within this community. Guess what's got to happen? The kingdom has to increase. Are you hearing what I'm saying? More, I truly believe that. So let's get to the parsha just a few minutes. I want to just take a few things off of what has already been said. So if we can take some points from this week's parsha, I'm going to tell you, I've had experiences in sharing communities together. I've been in my own building as well, but I've walked through what you're walking through. So is it okay if I just give you some of my experience and we'll put the word in there and hopefully we'll come up with a yummy mixture, right? I'm also a foodie. I know that's not a good thing either. Like any relationship, one has to just, now there, God puts you in a relationship, and the one relationship you have no control over is your family, right? That's right. You are born to your parents. Your kids are your kids. And you have to say, that choice is God's choice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is the one that put your kids in your family. You are the perfect, daughter for your mom. You are the perfect son to your father. You are the perfect husband for your wife. You are the perfect wife for your husband. Amen? And also, you have choice. That's the difference. Our God is a God of choice. You can choose to follow him or not. He gives you choice about the other relationships that you have in your life. If this is a God relationship that is taking place here today, which the leadership believes it is, then it is for Yeshua's glory. And not for any one of us. It's bigger than any one of you in this room. It's bigger than Rabbi. It's bigger than the associate rabbi. It's bigger than all of us. What we have to approach, and what I'm exhorting you to approach as you move forward, is that you can't just look at it as being roommates. You have to almost have the attitude of a marriage. I'm not saying a marriage, I'm saying the attitude of a marriage. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. I think if we can really grab a hold of it, we could do better as a community in Ochev and really shine brightly. Philippians 2, Paul is telling this community in Philippi, and he says, and you know it well, I'm not telling you anything you haven't read before, but every context of your life can bring on a different viewpoint. You know how we say the Lord is like a diamond? The different angles are always, you see something different at each angle. Let's try to look at the Word of God like that. You may get something different out of it now that we're in this space today. Therefore, if there's any encouragement in Messiah, if there's any comfort of love, if there's any fellowship of the Ruach, if there is any mercy and compassion, I'm going to stop right there. We in this community, you in your life, me in my life, whatever family you have, there has to be love, there has to be fellowship of the Spirit, there has to be mercy, and we have to walk in compassion for each other. Are you hearing that? So whatever level you're at with all those things, just shout at me, we're going to do better. We're going to do better. God doesn't expect, I'm telling you, that's all you have to do, just do better. take it to the next level. We are in a season as a movement where we got to step it up. You have to step it up. Step it up in the spirit, in love, compassion. And then Paul is saying, make my joy complete by being of the same mind. The mind that we have here is for the kingdom of the living God. Only one amen over here. The mind we have to have is for the kingdom. All that we're doing here in Messianic Judaism is for the kingdom. That's right? So there shouldn't be anything that prevents us from really coming to the same mind with the members of ICC, the leadership of ICC, because we can have the same love. We can be united in the spirit. Again, for you and God, you and your marriage, you and your family, you and your congregation, and between this congregation and ICC. Do nothing out of selfishness or conceit, but with humility, consider others as more important than yourselves. Let me just tell you something. You are not the new tri-state of humanity. You know, it's not me, myself, and I. There's no me, there's no I. It's us. It's we. It's together. It's love, and it's mercy, and it's compassion. But I hear what, I can feel it coming from the audience. But Rabbi Mark, you have, but we're Jews. And the roots that love them, we're different. We have a different way of living. We look at the word different. They may not understand it. I just want you to know, I don't understand myself sometimes. You have to have understanding. Your grace is going to be tested. Are you going to be touching on some toes? Are you going to get your toes crunched? Yes, because we're human beings. Right? It's going to happen. So turn to your neighbor and say, Lord, give me grace. You've got to ask for more grace to walk this through. More grace, more grace. And yet there's grace that is being poured upon you because there's a recognition that who we are is not just another ethnic group. We're not. We're just not another ethnos. The way that I read the word, it's the nation of Israel and the nations. We're not the best. Lord knows we've made our share of mistakes. We're just the one that God chose. And I can remember my grandfather saying, "Hey, who wants to be chosen?" But you are. Tag, you're it. It also means that you have a higher responsibility to God. We all have a higher responsibility. Am I okay with saying that, Rabbi? Let's have a greater accountability for ourselves in the way that we walk and the way that we love, okay? Because without love, it doesn't matter how much Hebrew you know. Without love, it doesn't matter how much knowledge of how that word in Greek or Hebrew connects to this one over here in Revelation. Without love, you are a clanging cymbal. The only reason that we're different as we call ourselves believers is because we're supposed to really do the two most important commandments. We now can really love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength. And we can really love each other, right? Love your neighbor as yourself means loving each other. So here's the challenge. I know that person over there irritates you, and the God, that's why you're sitting over there, and they're sitting over here. Forget about it. Love each other deeply. That's what the Messiah called us to do, right? That's what he said to his disciples just before he's leaving this earth. He said, love each other so we can love each other. I'm telling you, love can break down and make God move faster than you could say M-I-S-S-I-S-S, Mississippi, whatever. The word of God is very true. So let's get back to the Parsha. Go back to Genesis 32, if you would, in any format you wish. I like the paper because there's just something about the paper. Genesis 32, and there's a lesson here. There's all kinds of lessons. Scott even brought some of them out today. I want to just go back to verse 1 because it is an important verse. Early in the morning, are you ready? Are you there? Everybody say amen if you're there. All right. Early in the morning, Laban got up, kissed his grandchildren and daughters, and blessed them. Then, now, by the way, that is the first time that grandchildren are used. Because earlier in Genesis, Laban calls all of his, quote-unquote, grandchildren, his children under his roof. So that's why dads love their kids and their children's children underneath their roofs, because they're also their sons and daughters. That's why we say we're all under the covering of God, right? We're all his sons and daughters. There are no grandchildren when it comes to God. We have to look at each other as no grandchildren, but all sons and daughters. That's why I have about 5 adopted daughters back in Rome, Georgia. It's just outside of Atlanta. Adopt more daughters into your life. Adopt more sons into your life. Okay? Really be a mentor. So while Jacob left on his way, the angels of God met him. And then Jacob said, when he saw them, this is God's camp. And he named that place Machanim, which literally means double camp. Everybody, did you know that or did you just see the footnote? Okay, double camp. And then Jacob sent messengers before to his brother Esau. Let's read the text. You always have to engage the text. To land of Seir, the field of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, This is what you should say to my lord, little L, by the way, not big L, little L, to Esau. It was a form of respect and honor. This is what your servant Jacob said. I have been staying with Laban. Only been 20 years, but I've been staying with Laban. Can you imagine couch surfing for 20 years? Not getting that. Okay. And have lingered until now. Now I've come to possess oxen, donkeys, flocks, male servants, and female servants. I sent word to tell my Lord in order to find favor in your eyes. And you probably know the rest of the story on how he sent all these things. He sent them a very nice care package. Wouldn't you say? This was not cheap. This cost something. So, oh, come on, Rabbi. He was just trying to buy his affection. There is something to being generous in the right mind of heart. You need to be, can I exhort you to be generous with each other? Not just as a community, but between communities. We're already seeing that as it is, aren't we, rabbis? We're seeing generosity being played out. Don't stop it. Be generous to each other. Amen? Now, granted, Jacob got a little fearful, and you can tell what happens. Don't get fearful about anything. All right? Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm going to leave that fear behind. Just leave it behind. You don't need that. So I want to introduce a principle. We've talked about love. We've talked about having more love, more of the Spirit, being gracious, being compassionate. But I want to introduce a concept that I hopefully will stick with you. For each other, in your families, you must have positive regard. Say that with me. I will have positive regard. It means believing the best in each other. I can just tell you, as being a congregational leader, if you believe the best within Ochev, what do you believe could get accomplished? A lot more than even we've done now. Because you want to do more. Do you not want to do more for the kingdom or what? Do you not want more people to know Messiah and be a part of this community or what? So that's what we're trying. I want to say that because Jacob was being generous because he wanted to be positive regard. Suspicion will kill it. Everybody turn to your neighbor one more time and say, I can't be suspicious. You just can't be suspicious of anybody. How many times did you really think that, oh my gosh, I'm in so much trouble, that she's going to kill me? Half the time, husbands, you're thinking about your wives. And then when you get home, it's nowhere near as big as you think it's going to be. Am I the only one that's ever happened to? Do you know my life? If there's positive regard here, and we're going to assume that there's positive regard with ICC, then these two communities can wrestle with God, can wrestle against the enemy, can wrestle together for the kingdom. After all, we have in Genesis 32 that Jacob wrestled with God and it transformed him, didn't it? We all know what it did. It changed his name. What can happen? You've got to think of the potential that's here. Now, I want you to start thinking, if you're in the kingdom, most of all that we are doing here is we're not just coming to a place to say, oh yes, oompa, 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 I love being Jewish, although I do. We're here together for the kingdom. You and me and rabbis and elders and deacons and to the youngest child. Who's the youngest child in the community? Are they one? Do we got a 1-year-old? Are here because we want to see the kingdom expand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, come on. That's got to move you a lot more than that. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're here to see the kingdom of our God be made manifest. It's made manifest, as we said before. What? Love. What else? Come on, talk to me. Compassion. Mercy. What else? Flowing in the Spirit together. Kindness. Hospitality. I'm reminded of something that John did. Turn to Matthew 11. Now, I know a lot of you are tired for all the work that you have done over the past week. Are you tired? Don't be weary in well-doing. Keep going. God will strengthen you. I can do all things through my Messiah who strengthens me. Okay? Now, Matthew chapter 11. Now, when John heard in prison about the works of the Messiah, he sent word through his disciples and said to Yeshua, are you the coming one or do we look for another? You all know this. And he said, go report to John what you see. The blame see, the lame, the blind see, the lame walk. Those with Zaraat or leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. That's a rather challenging verse. That's the kingdom on this earth. So my question to you that I'm going to leave with you is this. I think you're at an opportunity to see a move of God. I think you're at a place and an opportunity to see God move, to have those who don't know Yeshua come to know him. Not just here, but ICC, and who knows what you could be the beginning of. What is it like when you're healed? You want to tell everybody you got healed. What happens if you get delivered? Oh my gosh, I had a clinical anxiety disorder, and guess what? I don't have it anymore. How many of you have anxiety? No one wants to admit it. Well, just one. Do you know that's the number one behavior now in America is anxiety? Be anxious for nothing. Anxious for nothing. You don't have to be it. So when you get set free from all that stuff, you have to stand up and say what? Only got one hallelujah in the back. People of God, come on. You got to realize you have an opportunity to see the supernatural move in your life. Yes, there are we all love the little miracles, and a lot of little miracles have come to pass to make this day happen. But I want to go back to what the Word says. The blind see, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. I don't know about you, but that's where I want to be. That's me. That is my definition of revival. Right there. And you have an opportunity working together with ICC to make it happen. Because why? Two are always better than one. Right? Husbands, are you always better with your wives? Always. I am always better with my wife. My wife is always better when I'm around. It always is true. You will be better together than separate. Amen? But for the kingdom of the living God, stand up and let's pray. Come on. I remember when I first heard about Dr. Cho, the word I got from Jonathan Burness, he said, someone asked Dr. Cho, why are you praying? How do you afford to pray 8 hours a day? And he just responded, I cannot afford. I can't afford not to pray 8 hours. Lord, increase our prayer time. Increase our prayer time. Thank you, Lord. Let's raise our hands to heaven and let's ask God. God, we stand before you as people, as sons and daughters and Jews and the nations. We bless you, Lord, and we're asking you to do something miraculous with us. We're asking you, Lord God, increase the love that you have shown to us, the love that you have shown to each and every one of us to be made manifest. Father, we ask that we could be more gracious, more compassionate, just like you are, Yeshua. Lord, let the mercies of the tender mercies of the Lord guide our ways. Father, we ask for positive regard. And Lord, let your spirit dwell mightily in this sanctuary, in this place, Lord God. Let your spirit dwell like it did in the temple. May the flame of the spirit dwell here to cause people to run to you. We will run to you, Lord God, and not just walk. Run to the God. Run to the Holy One and not just walk to him. He is good. Lord, you are good, and your mercies endure forever. That happened at the dedication of Solomon's temple. That's when the flame of God came into the temple over the mercy seat. And we just say, Lord, you are good and your mercies endure forever. And you just say that to yourself and you say that to God, Lord, you are good. There's no way you're good that I can understand your goodness. Increase. Let me see what you see, Lord. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit is saying to me. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you in Yeshua's name that you're speaking to each of your sons and daughters right now about what they have to do for Ohev and for ICC, for where they work, for their families, for their marriages, in every vector of the kingdom of God. Every part of your life come into the kingdom order. Every part of your life come into well-being according to the gospel of the kingdom of the living God. In the name of Yeshua, let's just give a shout of praise to the King. Just one more time. Just sound, you're good, Lord. We bless you. You are good. There is none other. There's only you. None else. In Yeshua's mighty name. God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to share a few minutes. Have a wonderful time together. Amen. Amen. Rabbi.